Now the Mishnah says, Ye'elu k'sherim b'yodim, these are something you may think it's ruam, but it's kosher by nodim. Upsulim l'vahema, by vahema, it's possible to bring them for carbon. Oysev yes benoy, let's say you shechted the mother today, and now the kid, you can't bring the kid for carbon today. So the kid is possible for carbon, but by carbon you don't have this. Treif, let's say the behemoth is a treif, he can't bring it for the carbon. But a kohen, that's a treif, he could do the avodah. For yoytze doifen, an animal that came out through the side, so he's possible for the avodah, but a kohen that came out through the side is kasha. Vish nevda v'maveva, shemes odam, an animal behemoth lived with another man, with a man, or else they killed a man, it's only psul by a behemoth, not by an odam. V'hanoyse noshem b'yaveira, possible, nu aloha now. Let's say a kohen that married a gerusha, or a chalutza, he married an ishtes posel, so he's posel to do the avoida achi direnu until he makes a neder hanor that he can't have any hanor from her. Once he makes an issa neder, he can't have any hanor from her. From then on, he's allowed to do the avoida, even though he didn't give her a get yet. What's going to be a tamal meisim? A kohen that goes and touches meisim, posel also is posel to do the avoida achi kabel olav shlo yim a tamal meisim, lest him kabel upon himself to stop doing the avoida. But as soon as he accepts upon himself to stop it, then it's kosher to do the avoida. And the Gemara says, "V'yeluk sherim biyodim." My biyosivis benoy. What would be the case that I would have thought oisivis benoy, a son and a father, that I would have thought was possible by kohen? Lame, if you want to tell me like Aaron Avonov, it means to say Aaron and his sons that they can't do their avodah together. So if so, it's a man and a son. Who the kavosi want to tell me tayish benoy that a he goat and his son? For the Gemara mean the he goat is there an is oisivis benoy by a father? For a tani would learn like this. It's only the mother and the kid you can't shech the same day. For the father and the kid, we're not choshev for the zerav by a behema. You're allowed to shech the father and the kid. So what will be the case here by kohen then? El oisav es benoy must be talking about. El taisha benoy, it's talking about a she goat with her kid. If so, the kavosei hocha kahanas u benoy. For the gemara kahanas bas avoidi anyway. A bas kohen, a lady kohen can't do the avoidah. What's the tzad to say a lady kohen had pshita she can't do the avoida? So what's the Gemara saying? There's no psul of Eisav Espenoi by kohen. So the Gemara says yes. The earlier we were talking about Aaron Abonov, and the Gavosi Yochad Tayish Abenoi. We're talking about Atake Hikot and its son. And now maybe my Rovin, Mishmeret Rav Yosef Aravin, that Oda Omra Omra said Chanani. He goes according to Chanani. The Tanya was going like this. Eisav Espenoi Noig Ben Kevus Ben Noig Bitzchorim. That's what's on the Kama. That by Zohar we're not choshen as a Rav. So there's no issue to shech the father and the son the same day. But Chanan Yoyme, yes, that noig bischorm over the kevus, it's noig even by a zocher, that we say choshishin a zerav, therefore we're not allowed to shech the father and his kid the same day. So that's the chidushin our mishnah, but only by a behemi you have this psul. But Aaron and his son could do the avoida the same day. Then the mishnah says, v'yanoisim noshim. Also what? He can't do the avoida until he makes a neder. Tony, we learned, noider, as soon as he makes the neder, he can't live with his wife anymore. Then he's allowed to do the avoida, and later yoreh the megarish. Then later he'll give his wife a get. For the Gemara, why? For leches, why aren't you afraid? Do mosla gabi chokham b'sharolei. Maybe after we let him do the avoida, go to the chokham and be mata the neder, and he'll still live with his first wife, the grusha. So what's the note? Tzarech kesar v'tzarech v'harat as a neder. When you go to a chokham to be mata the neder, you have to explain the neder clearly. So male, if the chokham hears what you're doing, he won't be mata you or coming to live with your grusha. So what's the machlekes? Hanich lemandiyom tzorlofart as a neder. El lemandiyom ain't tzorlofart as a neder. Maik lemeima. If you don't have to explain to the chacham what your neder was, let's be afraid. Maybe this person will go to the chacham to be matter his neder. So how can we let him do the avoida? Samura says the madrinan leib rabin. We make him make this neder in front of a lot of people. And the havamin is he can't be matter that neder. Samura says again from Achlekes. Hanich lemandiyom a neder shediru hudib rab mainly for what's good. For what can you say? Samura says the madrinan lay adas rabin. Not only did he make the neder in front of the rabin, but he made it on the das of the rabin. And when you make a neder al das rabin upon their das, then you can't be matarit. Omer Meimah says Hilchasa the locher is that afilu leman diyama neder shudu berabim yeshle for you. If you hold why the neder was made just in front of the rabin, you could be matar the neder. But if you make it al das rabin according to their understanding, then ain't left forward, there's no afford to that neder. But the honeymini, when do we say this is Dvar Rashus? If the neder was time for Dvar Rashus, Avod Dvar Mitzvah, if the neder was Nagay to stop the Mitzvah, then Yesh therefore still we could stop it. Why? Ki who? It once happened to Mikra Dadaki, to a Rebbe, a Malamit Tinoikis. Mikra Dadaki, a Rebbe teaching young children, that Adre Rav Acha, Rav Acha made a neder never to use him for Rebbe again. Why? To kaposh Rabbi Yonuka. Rashi says he hit the kid. Mamish, the kid died because of that. So he like made a neder never to take him back. And mashman, this neder was made al das Rabim. But still later, what happened was they were matter that neder. The Yadra Ravina, Ravina took him back again. He didn't find anybody else, any other Rebbe, that could teach like he did. So you see, even though he made this neder al das Rabim, still you could be made for it since it was done l'dvar mitzvah. But in our case, there's no dvar mitzvah, nothing to call you and live with the grusha. So pshit, in that case, nobody would be matter the neder. Therefore, as soon as he makes the neder, he's allowed to do the avoda. And then it also says that matamal meisim, the kohen that was doing the avoda touching meisim, as soon as he's makabel upon himself to stop, it's enough. For the momayshin hocha the sagla the kabbal akum by tomei, it's enough if he tells us he'll stop. He doesn't have to make a neder. Momayshin hocha the madrinalei. However, though, when he married a grusha, we say he can't do the avoda until he makes a neder to give her a get. What does he have to make a neder for? Let him just make a kabbalah. Samar says, no, hosam yitzra tokva. Here the kohen has a yitzra to live with his wife still. So if we just tell us he won't do it, that we don't believe him, that we can't trust him until he makes the neder. But that the fact he was matam lemeisim, there's no real yitzra for that. He was tam doing the averis. So there, if he tells us he won't do it anymore, we trust him. But not to live with his wife, there's too much of a yitzra, yitzra tokva. Therefore, it's not enough just he makes a kabbalah, but rather it has to be that he made a neder, he won't live with her anymore. So that we rely on. And like we said, it was a neder, Adas Rabim, there's no way to be made for that neder. Alright, it will stop here.